This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It is a great pleasure to be with you today on Memorial Day weekend. We celebrate Memorial Day Monday. I want to talk a little bit about Memorial Day, if I may. We take it for granted. It's a lovely three-day weekend. It's a national holiday. But it's good to think about and perhaps reflect on Memorial Day, which used to be called Decoration Day. And Memorial Day memorializes those who died in active military service for all the American wars. Brave, courageous men and women who fought to preserve our freedom and our security for the greatest country in the history of history. Memorial Day or Decoration Day began after the Civil War, after the huge losses in the Civil War, where the Union was eventually triumphant and slavery was defeated. And it's kind of an interesting story. It was originally a national day of remembrance for those brave souls. And it came, of course, to include, over time, both world wars, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. The first formal Decoration Day was in 1868, May 30th, 1868. Civil War General James Garfield, who later, of course, became president, but Civil War General James Garfield gave a speech at the Arlington National Cemetery. 5,000 people showed up and proceeded to decorate the graves of roughly 20,000 Civil War soldiers. Think of that. May 30th, 1868. Memorializing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice at the Civil War, and of course, over time, all of the other wars. And even today, it's a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. local time, wherever you may be, people will be visiting cemeteries to memorialize, commemorate those who gave their lives. It's worth thinking about because in all the political wars and cultural wars that goes on today, I think a lot of people forget those who gave their lives in service to protect our country. And it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Of course, we'll celebrate Veterans Day later in the year, November. But Memorial Day here to celebrate those who lost their lives, the brave, courageous men and women. And I would say, at least my own sense is, that we need to think about this in terms of celebrating the greatness of America itself, Not everybody celebrates that greatness nowadays. Standing tall. Not everybody wants to stand tall before the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. And that's too bad, because there is no other country that has the freedoms that this country has, or the accomplishments, or the achievements, or the prosperity, or the values. We'll get to July 4th in a couple of months, a little more than a month, which is, of course, another favorite holiday. We celebrate them, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from the Declaration of Independence. But remember, Memorial Day celebrates the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to preserve that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, didn't they? And perhaps we should think about that. In the midst of a terrible national tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, where we lost all those little angels, and we mourn for that. We mourn for that almost beyond mourning. I'm not going to go through the story down there. There are issues popping up. The role of the school, the role of the police. It's a horrible tragedy. I don't know enough about it. I haven't covered it firsthand. Others know much more, and I'll leave it to them. We've had a lot of tragedies in recent years, but that does not take away or remove the greatness of America, in my judgment. As bad as things can be. It's kind of easy these days, I think, to be pessimistic with economic worries dominating the landscape, with the very left-wing, far-left, woke administration that is doing very poorly and not representing this country the way we need it to be represented. But I will still argue, with all that, a more optimistic American view will prevail. An American first view will prevail. And that's why I just give this brief history about Memorial Day. We have been through difficulties, have we not? External difficulties, internal difficulties, domestic difficulties. We've been through these things before, but the greatness of the country always prevails. It always does. Why does it prevail? Because of freedom, because of our democracy, because of free speech, because people are free to pursue the kind of free market capitalism and prosperity that it brings. And they're free to pursue their ideas, and they're free to pursue their own free speech and worship of religion, and so on. But going all the way back to the Civil War, when James Garfield made that first major speech in 1868, people have fought for freedom. It's a remarkable thing. And it's something to be celebrated. It's something to think about. It's something that we must not take for granted, our freedom. You know, we must fight for our freedom. We must fight for our values. And I think, you know, mature men and women with good values should think about that here at home. Not everyone agrees on the right way to pursue freedom. I understand that. I respect people who disagree. I respect people who disagree with my own point of view as a conservative who worked for Ronald Reagan as a young man and more recently worked for Donald Trump and have advised people in office for many, many years and represented my views in different ways as a broadcaster. But just today, we want to make America great. We want to think about making America first. We want to make America even greater, even stronger at home and stronger abroad. I think of Reagan's argument way back. If we are weak at home, we will be weak abroad. But if we are strong at home, we will be strong abroad. Strong in our economy, strong in our beliefs, strong in our values, strong in the ways that we will stand up, and perhaps best by example of our own behavior and attitudes, represent the best values of this great country, of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the weekend of Memorial Day. Those who died in military service to protect our great country and its freedom. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Let us not forget. Please, let us not forget. I'm going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we will talk about and really devote much of this show to how we can make America greater, built on the shoulders of those people who made the ultimate sacrifice to protect our right to make America greater. I'm Larry Kudlow. We'll be right back after this brief message.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show on 77 WABC.
Welcome back, folks. It's Larry Kudlow. By the way, you can live stream us on the internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, throughout the country and around the world and throughout the solar system. Everybody can hear it. And join us during the week, please. Fox Business. The name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. You can join us there. If you can't get on TV, just find your favorite 9-year-old who will teach you how to DVR the show. You won't miss a single thing. Thinking about Memorial Day and thinking about the future of this country. By the way, just as an aside, I mean, you can celebrate Memorial Day. I'm not going to mince words, but really Memorial Day is a remembrance day. It's a day honoring people. Not so much a celebration as it is memorializing, remembrance, honoring, Decoration Day, Memorial Day. Think about that. Think about all that. Anyway, we were covering this during the week on the Fox Business Show, and the Congressional Budget Office came out with its, mid-year review, and looked at the longer-term outlook for the U.S. economy and budgets and deficits and revenues and taxes and all that stuff. We're going to talk to former OMB budget director and chief of staff for Donald Trump, Mick Mulvaney, in just a few moments on the other side of the next break. But one of the most troubling things, and this is, goes along with my theme of America greatness and America first and America the leader of the world, and strength at home means strength abroad. Once again, the Congressional Budget Office printed out their long-run estimates of the American economy, of our national economy, and once again showed numbers that were really scandalously low in terms of our ability or inability to grow or not to grow. The estimates are about 1.5%, slightly more than 1.5% per year for the next 10 years. And regrettably, that has been the pattern for the last 20 years plus. And I just want to remind how much better we can do and how much better we have done ever since World War II, for over 50 years, roughly from the end of World War II to the year 2000, the American economy grew at roughly 3.5%. This is after inflation. These are all so-called real numbers, after inflation. 3.5% for over 50 years. And since the year 2000, we've grown really by only about 1.5%. And so the Congressional Budget Office, as do most professional economists or academic economists, show only a continuation of 1.5%. And that's awful. I mean, we've had periods in this country like the 60s when we grew at over 4%. In the 80s and 90s when we grew at, 3.5 to 4%. And the last 20 years, 22 years, we've just dropped down to 1.5%. And we don't have to settle for that kind of low growth. I mean, what we want is rapid growth, greater prosperity. We need new incentives, lower taxes, less government spending, more limited government, fewer regulations. We want more opportunities. We want more opportunities for minority groups, but for everybody else. We want higher living standards for working folks and families, and better jobs, climb the ladder of success. We need resources. We need to develop more resources and new technologies and innovations. This is especially true in the energy sector, by the way, which is suffering mightily from some very bad woke leftist Green New Deal policies. I'm going to talk about this with Steve Koonin, the brilliant physicist who actually worked as President Barack Obama's chief energy department scientist 10 years ago or so. Steve Koonin will be on the show later on about what we must be doing on the energy field. But we need to deregulate energy. We need to deregulate business. We have to have the lightest touch, the lightest tax burden, the lightest regulatory burden, the lightest government spending burden. We need to protect the value of our currency. I call it King Dollar. We need to have price stability, not 8 or 10% inflation. We need to develop a balanced budget. We need to strive once again for a balanced budget. We have not had a balanced budget since the late 1990s, following a number of legislative deals between then Speaker Newt Gingrich and then President Bill Clinton, which came from something called the Contract with America. I've talked to Newt quite a bit. Newt's been on this show. I think he was on last week or the week before. I don't recall. A pro-growth balanced budget. Get away from all this woke progressivism, which really is, you know, the difference here is a heavy-handed government, a government that wants to exercise state control over the economy. You know, Lord help us from the central planners. Central planning is a socialist idea. Freedom of opportunity is a capitalist idea. We need to promote capital. We need to promote jobs. We need to promote business and stop vilifying these things here on Memorial Day weekend. Think about that. We are a free country, but we must have a free economy. Right now, we have a very statist economy. It harkens back to The Road to Serfdom, written by Friedrich Hayek right after the war. Capitalism, free market capitalism, triumphed over central planning socialism. We need to keep it that way. We need to return to free market capitalism and entrepreneurship. We can grow at 3.5% per year. We have done it in the past. We can do it in the future. Think about that on Memorial Day. That will make us stronger at home and even stronger abroad. I'm Larry Kudlow. Mick Mulvaney on the other side of the